Recordings have started.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, welcome, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Cross Community Working Group on New GTLD Auction Proceeds Call on the 10th of April, 2019. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connectrum. So if you happen to be only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now?
Elliot's audio. Shortly on the other.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. We'll go ahead and note that.
Let's get my shirt just to note you.
All right. Thank you. All right. And as a reminder to all participants, if you would please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll hand the meeting back over to Erica Mann. Please begin.
Michelle, thank you so much. It's Erica on the call. Concerning the item on the agenda, we are now with point two, welcome. And then the question, do you want to make any update concerning the conflict of interest declaration? Not the case? Okay, then let's move to item three, which is an update on the status of outstanding action items. Point A is FAO. Marika, remind me what this stands for.
Yes, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. It's actually the FAQs, the frequently asked the questions. So what staff is working on is to develop two standalone documents, one of which captures the input that has been received today from the ICANN board through the different letters that they've shared with the group. And a second one relates to the legal and fiduciary requirements. So we're working closely with Sam and Xavier to review that information and make sure it's up to date and aligned with any input that has been provided. So we hope that that will be a helpful reference tool for the group as you discuss the different items, as in many areas input has been provided, but it may be more difficult to track down if you have to go and find letters or different documents. So we hope bringing this all together will facilitate that review, but also help you identify any further questions you may have or any clarifications you are looking for. I think we're getting close on finalizing these, so I'm hoping that we will be able to share those well in advance of the next meeting.
Erica, thank you, Marika. Yes, indeed, we discussed this in Kobe. And I'm glad to hear that you continue working on it. Do you have an early draft which you can show us, or is this you rather prefer to finalize it and then show it to us so that we can have a discussion about it?
Yeah, this is Rick. I think we rather share the final draft because this is something we don't want to get wrong. So, but as I said, we're working on getting this to the group as soon as possible. And of course, the information is already there in the different documents. It's just a question of trying to put it all together into one document.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's Erica. It makes absolute sense, and I totally understand it. It's an immense work. And I'm pretty sure I'm talking for everybody here, extremely grateful for all the work you are doing. It's difficult to track all the document and just to bring it in related to the various topics into one document. It's not easy. So thank you so much for doing this. Okay, then let's have a look at the next item of the agenda, which is actually a comment to charter question two. And we had a small group working on this, developing draft language, and it was Marilyn, Elliot, Jonathan, Alan, and Maureen. Who is going to introduce the topic from this group and make the recommendation for a language? Elliot, are you going to do it, or who is it? Elliot, I heard you were on the phone.
Oh, sorry, I answered you, but I answered you, but with mute. Sorry.
That's nice.
I would suggest that Marilyn, if you're okay, that you should, because you know she's picked up the pen and done you know the best work, and I don't want to like the most, and I don't want to talk over sort of her work.
No, no. Thank you so much. I didn't see Marilyn on the list. I was checking for her first, and I didn't see her. That's why I asked you. Marilyn, are you with us?
So if not, then what I would say was I actually wanted to ask her off list. So take this as a question, not a statement, and I just didn't get it done. If what she posted to the whole list was something that she intended as kind of a draft for our discussions in the small group. It wasn't clear to me. You know, it felt like it might be, but I wasn't sure that it was. And so I can tell you that other than what you guys saw there, we didn't get very far. Is that fair? I don't know if Jonathan's there. Anyone else?
Somebody else from the group willing to speak? Alan is saying he wasn't involved. Somebody wants to talk, please.
Yeah, when we talk about being involved, there's been a small email thread that Marika was good enough to set up, but there was not any substantive work done in that email thread. So, Alan, when you say not involved, I mean you were on that thread. That's the extent of what's gone on. Other than, again, my question as to whether Marilyn's post was intended to be, you know, sort of towards that small group work or not. So I think the best way to proceed, Erica, is to assume that we haven't done anything. And, you know, with the caveat that Marilyn can, you know, sort of bring the, you know, the issue she raised on the list where, you know, I put out sort of an alternative formulation. But I think we'll talk about that in the course of our discussion today anyway.
Yeah, it's Erica. I have noticed that thread. And Maureen, is it you who wants to talk? I hear somebody coming in, but is it you? Please.
Yes, I just had my hand up. but I agree with what Elliot has said. We haven't actually, you know, we haven't actually sort of made any sort of like formal statement as yet. I think that what's been coming, I mean, it was originally sort of like commenting on number four, which was to do with universal acceptance. And I think what we come up with, and Marilyn has sort of like expanded on it without us sort of like, you know, sort of like getting the an overall statement on it, was just that the, you know, in relation to the UA and others, is that if there are projects that are already funded, it really depends on whether the fund, you know, what the objective, what has been achieved from the project that is actually being funded and what has been funded. Sorry.
Oh, India, losing you.
Bit of noise there.
You're back.
So that, and we haven't actually sort of like consolidated a statement as yet, but there has been discussion on, you know, like what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate as far as making application by projects that have previously been funded by ICANN. So we're still working on that one. Thank you.
Okay, it's Erica. I believe we took it from the agenda. I see that Marika made a longer comment in the chat room. Marika, please just repeat it because many are not going to be able to see what you posted here.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. I just wanted to remind, especially the small team, because indeed, you know, some of the conversation seems to have, you know, gone probably broader than what the small team was asked to do, because the specific action item coming out of COBE was to review the example list as well as the guidelines that are included in the annex and consider whether additional language should be added to reflect this notion of what was discussed in COBE, that, you know, evaluators may need to differentiate between what is in the regular operational budget and what has been funded on a more exceptional basis, but this will be a determination that needs to be made by the evaluators in line with the legal and fiduciary requirements. So that was the specific ask, and I note as well that the board also provided specific input in relation to this topic, which I think was also included in the email that Erica sent in response to that thread. So hopefully that will help focus that discussion and the small team to make a determination on whether or not any additional language needs to be added to reflect that that notion.
Thank you. Thank you, Marika. Ellen and Elliot, and then I believe we can shut down this discussion and give the work back to the small group and hope that we have a language until our next meeting. Ellen, please.
Thank you very much. Two comments, one on process, one on substance. In terms of process, email is fine, but if we really want to come to closure where some of us have varying opinions, I think we need to have a small meeting scheduled. In terms of the substance, my personal view has always been we don't want the words we write here to limit really good projects for some arbitrary reason where there's no real reason to limit it. So, the fact that universal acceptance was mentioned, the fact that ICANN has a budget for universal acceptance should not mean that we reject a universal acceptance project, which is not the kind of thing that ICANN ever funded, just because the words happen to match. The same is true for, whether it's requested through an ICANN entity. But these things need to be discussed, and we need to come up with a recommendation. But we really don't want to eliminate good projects for arbitrary reasons that don't match to some real substantive reason. Thank you. At least that's my position.
Yeah. It's Erica. Elliot, please.
Yeah, I do want to make sure that the broader group understands the comment that I made on the list, talking about, where I think I think Marilyn's position is a valid one. I'm not arguing for right or wrong. I'm arguing for what I believe, to be most appropriate. But, I think we can take the simplest expression would be we can take the ICANN mission as the thing that what defines what the project should be, or we can take the ICANN mission as something that limits or provides a guardrail to what the project should be. And I really want to push everyone to think about the statement, the sentence that I put out, is the purpose of the auction proceeds, to benefit ICANN or to benefit the internet. And I don't think that, Alan and Marilyn and I and Jonathan and Maureen and are going to be able to, all we'll be going back and forth on is that point, really. And so I think, we've got to have a clear, sort of sense of the room in order to be able to affect this well. Does that make sense?
It depends, Elliot. It's Erica. I think what we want to avoid is a discussion we already had in the past. I don't think so. We should try to duplicate the debate we had at the beginning. The question about internet or ICANN, I believe we steered a course where we said we want to finance projects which fall within the remit of ICANN, with an open understanding that if projects come in which are supported of a broader range of topics, which relate to a broader understanding of ICANN, the future evaluators should evaluate this and should not exclude it, but it should be still supportive of ICANN's mission. That's why we went all this exercise in drawing up these examples just to gauge our common understanding about what we want to achieve. I believe the real shift. Yeah, go ahead, Elliot.
I just was going to say, I still feel like, you know, you said recreate the earlier discussion. I would say I walked out of the earlier discussion feeling like that the temperature of the room or what most people were saying was, you know, they did think that we should be supporting projects that benefited the internet within the constraints of ICANN's mission. And that's very different for me than what you just said. So
look, I have a
You're right. And I'd love, you know, like let's test that. If you're right, you're right, you know, and that's what most people want, you know, then let's test that, then I'll back off. But I don't feel like that's what I experienced in this group.
Elliot, and it might be, it's Erica, it might be just a difference of words, because, I mean, there's an overlap between what ICANN is doing and what is relevant for the broader internet. But there's certainly areas which are not, where the two worlds don't connect. Now,
yes.
I'm worried if we start this discussion again, I'm just worried we will have an endless debate and we will not come to a conclusion and we become another working group which will consider discussion forever. And I really like us to avoid this. So my plea would be give it back to the small group, go and work on it. You pretty much have seen the discussion and you find a solution. But let me check first. I see two more people here. I believe Alan, is it in your hand?
Yeah, thank you. It is.
And yours. Hey, Alan, please.
Okay. I mean, Elliot is asking a really important question. Now, it's a question that can be answered by saying we should restrict this to things that are good for the internet and things that are good for ICANN internally, making ICANN a better ICANN, should be excluded. Or we can be open and include those projects and not limit, not restrict them. I personally, in light of what I said before, saying I would not like to see us restrict things because I'll give you a specific example. ICANN has a fellowship program and a next-gen program. ICANN does not have a program to bring old people into ICANN and make sure they can participate. Now, some people may say it would be a really bad idea. There's enough old guys around or old people around anyway. But it's a program that we do not have. If someone were to propose such a program, would that be a valid project? And that, you know, that may be a bad example, but it's an example focused very much on making ICANN more inclusive and not necessarily helping the internet, unless you happen to believe that ICANN is actually doing good stuff. In which case it does implicitly help the internet. So I think it's a good discussion that we have to have. I know how I would like to see the answer come out, that is we not be restrictive, but let's turn it back to the small group and have that discussion, and then we'll make a proposal.
Yeah, I would like to turn it, yeah, Alan, it's Eric. I would like to turn it to the small group, and maybe you can review language examples you want to recommend. Maybe you have two language examples you can come up with. I just want to really urge you to be careful. If the fund or part of the fund becomes just a substitute for the operational budget, maybe we then missing the big picture. So just keep this in mind. Do we, just because we are afraid that part of the operational budget is diminishing, we just want to substitute it? Then maybe there's a better solution than using this money. But just, I give it back to the group. But first, before I do so, I have Jules and Robert. But after Robert, I really like to conclude. Robert, Jules first, please.
Okay, this is Robert for the record. But I think Jules, were you ahead of me in the queue?
Go ahead, I can wait for you.
Perfect.
I see, but
okay.
I don't
this
care.
Is,
make whatever.
No worries. This is a good conversation to have. I think two things. I think I'm in agreement with Elliot in his view in terms of how to proceed, and I would disagree with Alan in At least for me, what hearing from him is using this fund to try to complement some of the gaps that ICANN does itself already. For example, public participation. And so I think what we might want to do is, say that when there are funding opportunities that overlap with what ICANN has to go, we might want to have some additional set of questions or criteria to go through. It has to be meritous, it has to be worth value, and it has to be exceptional because, the board can always authorize ALAC, for example, to engage with the aged or folks with disabilities. That's within ICANN's mission. And so to then tip into the funds, we may need another thing. The other thing altogether is a variety of security technical projects, that initiatives that might be proposed to help with the security and stability of the Internet that ICANN currently doesn't fund but would help with the stability and the overall mission of ICANN and support the Internet as well. And so, I think we may need to go through these, and if we think that there's stuff that's exceptional, we may need to document that, and so that way we don't leave out really good projects. But if it overlaps with what ICANN currently does, I think we just need to document it and make it worthwhile. Thank you.
Erica, thank you so much. Yours, please.
Thank you, Erica. I just wanted to point out that I seem to remember from the original discussion when the Auction Proceeds Fund was set up, one of the rationales was really that there was an intent not to allow ICANN as an organization directly benefit for the funds because we didn't want to create an incentive for the organization to maximize the auction proceeds profits.
Yeah, it's Erica. I believe we had this discussion. But let's give this topic back to the group and let them come back to us with a, ideally with an alternative scenario, or if you just want to back to us with one language, that's fine too. Ellen recommended to have a call. Marika, are you able to help this group to set up a call and to help them to have the discussions they need to come to a conclusion and a recommendation for the bigger group?
Yes, Erica, this is Rick. We can work from the staff side to schedule such a call, no problem.
Thank you so much. We then can agree that we will have a recommendation sufficiently early ahead of our next call, so that we have maybe the option to have an exchange already by email about it in case some questions come up, and then we will have a discussion next time at our call. Okay, with this we can conclude this topic, and let's move to the next item, which hopefully isn't so conflictual. And this is about Charter Question 3, see modified language suggested by Elliot. Marika, I give this to you to do the quick introduction to this topic, remind everybody about what it is, and then, Elliot, I will give you the floor. Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. This is an action item that came from the group's review of the comments in relation to Charter Question 3. I believe there was a comment from the board in which it suggested adding some additional language to clarify that the board is not involved in taking any decisions on individual applications. So that language was circulated to the list, and Elliot suggested a slight modification of that language, which I think received support from many on the mailing list. So the proposal is to add the following language to the final report. Neither the board nor staff will be taking decisions on individual applications, but will instead focus its consideration of the slate on whether the rules of the process were followed by the independent panel.
Thank you, Marika. Sorry, I'm moving between different documents, and I might be a little bit slow sometimes to come back to the mic. Indeed, I just checked again. There was no further comment on the email list. So I believe Elliot's recommendation stands. It's a good one. And if nobody wants to comment on it, or nobody wants to make an additional comment right now, I believe this stands, and we can add this to our list as a completion. But I give you a second. Okay, Marika, we can put this to our list as completed.
Right, will do.
Then let's have a look at the next item. Yeah, this is something nice, what our staff prepared, Marika and Joke Ali together, and it's the CCWG agreement reached so far, and it's a nice and simple overview, so you can always evaluate it. Can we have a look and can we see it? Oh, there it is already. Marika, maybe you want to explain how you have done it.
Sure, this is Marika. I just know that Yulf and Robert still have their hands up. I don't know if that's old hands or new hands.
I saw it as old hands, but we can check. Yulf? Robert? Yulf?
This is Robert. It was an old hand.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. So what you see on the screen is also a document that was shared together with the agenda on the mailing list. And what staff has started doing is to take the agreements from the review of the comments that are also reflected in the templates into the separate documents. So we're able to start tracking and also working on these items that the group has, you know, agreed to work on. So basically what you see in the first column is basically the agreement that was reached on how to deal with the input that was provided. Then we've listed who is identified as the responsible party for dealing with that item. And then as well, you know, the current status of that item. And I do know, you know, for some of the items, it's likely that, you know, the group will only be able to deal with this at the end of the process, or once, you know, there's an updated draft of the final report to kind of double check if items have been sufficiently dealt with. But we thought this might help, keeping track of the work and hopefully allow as well for some parallel work to take place, you know, maybe during meetings, especially when it comes to, you know, reviewing certain items and where people may want to kind of put forward, you know, recommendations, based on the agreement that was made. So we hope this is helpful. We did, I think, in the email also include the wiki link where we're posting, you know, this document as well as any updated versions of the templates. As you know, after every call, we kind of record, you know, what was discussed and specifically the CCWG agreement. So we have that all on record. So if anyone asks, you know, how did the group review the comments and what did you do with it, you know, we're able to point to that as a record of our discussions. And of course, at the end of the day, you know, the document that you see here on the screen will help staff as well in its revisions of the initial report, you know, towards the final report, you know, reflecting what, you know, the group has agreed to change or modify. So as you go forward in your review, I just want to remind everyone again that, you know, the main focus of the review of comments is really on, you know, what, if anything, needs to be changed or added to the final report. So if that really can be the focus and, you know, everyone can kind of be very clear on you know, what is being agreed, that will really help us track these items and at the end of the day, turn back a proposed final report that aligns with the discussions and the agreements of the group.
Apologies, moving between different documents takes time. It's Erica. So then I don't believe we have a need to have a discussion about it. It's a very helpful document, and thank you so much for having started it. It will help us to track and trace things we completed, and it will remind us as well about areas which we still have to work on. So let's move to the next item on our agenda, and we will continue our discussion concerning the various charter questions. And I will give the floor to you, Marika, because I will not be able to read a small language even and on my small screen. Unfortunately, the function to enlarge the text is not working. Caboose, because you are on the phone just and you haven't been with us, and everybody who's on the phone and is not with us. So what we are doing right now is reviewing the comments we received and during the public comment period on with regard to our recommendations, and we will talk about it, how we want to proceed with these kind of comments. The leadership team made a recommendation how to proceed, but it needs to be discussed by this group, and topics may come up where the group and the team wants to make a different recommendation than the leadership team. So, Marika, I believe the first one is now, let me go back to the other document. It's going to be charter question six, and please, back to you. And please be kind just to introduce the topic each time so that colleagues who are on the phone can follow the discussion.
Of course, Erica, this is Marika. So we're picking up where we left off of last time. As you may recall, we did start discussing this, and this relates to the input received in relation to Charter Question 6 and the related recommendations and implementation guidance that was provided. So Charter Question 6 reads, should any priority or preference be given to organizations from developing economies, projects implemented in such regions and or underrepresented groups? And as you may recall, we started discussing the initial, the first comment on this list, and I think we kind of started moving on to the next one, but then some further comments were made in the chat that made us come back here. And I think to kind of recap, and I'm happy to stand corrected here if I got this wrong, the focus of the recommendation was really on ensuring that, you know, projects to support capacity building and underserved populations were part of the objectives of the new GTLD auction fund allocation. But I think some of the comments noted that it should not only be about supporting capacity building and underserved populations, but also making sure that applicants from underserved regions or populations would be in a position to apply. So something that staff has suggested here as a possible CCWG agreement that the group could consider modifying the implementation guidance to also focus on ensuring that applications are received from diverse geographic regions and communities. And we noted that this is something to be further considered. And, you know, to clarify, you know, at least from the staff perspective, this is not intended to mean that, you know, there would be lower barriers, you know, for applications from, you know, other regions or communities, but it would just making sure that there's a, you know, a level playing field, that everyone is equally able to apply, and that there are no kind of restrictions in place that would put an unfair advantage on certain groups or regions. So again, this is something we put forward based on the conversation, but of course it's really up to you to indicate, you know, whether this is a lot in line with what was discussed and whether this makes sense in response to the comments that were made.
Thank you, Marika. It's Erica. I believe it makes a lot of sense. So we would like to avoid artificial barriers, and we may want to put something in the guidelines maybe as well. So just to remember for those who joined group a little bit later, during our discussions, we have a set of guidelines which we will hand over to the transition team. The transition team is the team which follows the work of our group, and so to help them understand certain topics where we believe they need to continue working on, we developed this list of guidelines for this particular group. So, for example, we could add this topic there as well and say particular attention needs to be given, no artificial barriers shall be created, and maybe we want to enlarge the language for the guidelines even further. Robert, please, I see your hand.
Sure. This is Robert for the record, and so as one of the late newcomers, I'll try to keep my comment short. I think I'm in agreement with what I've heard so far in regards to outreach efforts to make sure that underrepresented groups, communities, and regions, that efforts be made, A, to reach out to them, and that to make sure that we get some applications from them. So I'm in agreement with that. But I think, too, we also well, the question is, do we need to define what underrepresented groups and regions are, or is that commonly understood? And then as well, too, though we can get applications from them, I think it has to be clear to them and to others that the focus is making sure that it's also in ICANN's mission. And so we want to make sure for these groups that may not tend to apply that we're trying to reach out to them, but there is definitely a scope and a priority in the types of issues or problems that the fund is seeking ideas from. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. It's Erica. I believe we had last time a short discussion about this topic, and the question came up whether we should mention certain already used classification for I can't even get the term right, regions, for like the classification least and developed countries, but we haven't come to a conclusion, I believe. Personally, I prefer to have a more broader category which really captures all of the potential regions, and instead of using a classification which is typically more used in the trade world, like least and developing countries, but I'm open to it. Robert, if you have a woman, if we can agree, we like this here, if you have a recommendation, why don't you send it to us, and then we can review it quickly together.
Just a quick follow-up for me. I mean, I think of particular interest, and I was about to type this, is underrepresented groups. And so, for example, something that's been mentioned before, persons with disability, the aged, but I think others as well who the internet is out more to as well. But I can try to think of some ideas, and I'll send it to the group to consider. Thank you.
Thanks. Marika, I believe we're looking at what I see here and what I hear. I believe we have a broad understanding. We like what you recommended. We just will wait for a final conclusion of this topic until we see if we can find a language which captures the various groups we want to see included. Is this okay for you, Marika?
Yes, thank you, Erica. We can add some clarification here aligned with the conversation.
Perfect. And we may receive something from Robert, and then we can evaluate it quickly together, the leadership team. And if we need to consult a big group, we will do it by email. Otherwise, based on the understanding we reached today, we will just move the topic forward. Okay, then let's take the next item, and I need you again, Marika, please.
No problem, Erica. This is Marika. So the next comment is from the ICANN board, and it seems to align with some of the previous conversation, but of course the group may decide that this may require additional clarifications or additional language. The comment relates to the request or the suggestion for the CCWG to consider adding language for the implementation team on how to best to support applications from diverse backgrounds. Uh, Erica, you may be on mute if you're
It's Erica, yeah, I'm going, yeah, sorry, I was talking on mute. It's Erica. I'm just reviewing the original language. So from commenter, it came from the board, yeah? So it's just a review, previous board communication on the use of the independent panel as a means, yeah, of best practices for evaluating applications. Yeah. And then the leadership recommendation was check how shall independent of panel be defined, while the board has the right for approval of the slate of successful applicants. That's similar to the language we approved, what Elliot recommended, and check are the comments made by other SOACs support such board understanding of independence or not. Yeah, I believe you have an understanding about the second bullet point, at least in this group. So the ask would be actually to add another bullet point for the guidelines, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Marika is saying I'm looking at a different document. Are we not talking about Charter Question 7? Because we just had 6.
No, there were still 2 comments in relation to
apologies.
6 that we didn't.
See, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem moving between 2 documents and following at the same time the chat room. Okay, I give it back to you, Marika. It's better you handle these 2 things, please.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. So the first comment still remaining in this category in relation to Charter Question 6 is from the ICANN board. I think I just read it out. I think the question for the group is the language that we provided or that suggested to be modified in relation to the previous comment, does that also address this comment by the ICANN board, or is there anything further that should be done or clarified in the language? Erica,
I believe nothing further needs to be done, but I'm looking at the chat room. If somebody wants to make a comment, Ching, you are making a recommendation. And the chat room, can you make it, please, so that everybody can hear it? Please be reminded, many are on the call today. Ching, can you talk? You can talk. So you are saying, and generally, I think it is important to have some guidance here for the implementation phase. Okay, so we would translate practically the recommendation into some more concrete guidance language. We can do this. Is this what you are meaning? Okay, Robert is making a comment with regard to the other topic. We will come back to this. Okay, anybody else wants to make a comment concerning this item? So otherwise, if not, Marika, I believe we should in the leadership team make a recommendation for next time concerning the language we believe should be included in the guidelines. Marika.
Yeah, well, we can add that as an action item.
Yeah, it's easier and faster. And I must admit, I need to read the full text and complete text. And from the silence I hear, I have the feeling many need to do the same as well. So let's make a recommendation, and then we can review the text next time. Judith, please.
Yes, it's Judith Helsing for the record. I just had a question on Robert's comment, and on that. When he says we should encourage proposals. Are we going to have, how would we go about encouraging? Are we going to have any budget for outreach? Because especially in indigenous areas where they're not aware of ICANN or other areas where they're not aware, we would have to do some outreach into those regions. And so that's also, is that what he's looking at? Because how would we get, encourage people who don't know about us to apply without doing enough outreach?
Judith, my recommendation would be we continue with the Shartak question, and then at the end of it, we come back. If we still have time, we come back to it. Otherwise, we put the agenda on our next call. I believe we understand the difficulty pointed out to a key question. Even if we include a more broader language, which is more inclusive, there needs to be still a program backing this up. And then the question comes, will this be covered by an ICANN operational budget, or shall this be cut? If we believe and we want to make the recommendation, shall this be covered from the fund? And always keep in mind, it shall support ICANN mission and the bylaw, with the understanding that we still have a dispute about how this connects to the broader internet, the topic Ellen raised at the very beginning. So let's put this aside for right now, because otherwise we have another discussion, and I really would want us to focus on the charter question. Ellen, please.
Thank you. I don't think we need to put it aside. I don't think we need to discuss it. If we make clear statements that it is important that we do outreach and that we reach communities who might not otherwise be aware of this, and I think that's blatantly clear that that has to be one of our requirements, then the fund covers the administrative costs, and that's one of the administrative costs. I don't think we need to micromanage it at the level of, should we go outside of our normal rules and say ICANN funds this out of its operational budget? I think that's just out of the question. So if we make it a mandate that we have to make sure we attract the attention of those who aren't normally attending our meetings, then that's part of the job, and it has to be covered out of the costs. So I don't think we need to come back and discuss it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. That's a different approach, and maybe you're right. I just believe we will postpone the potential problematic discussion in the future, but you're right. It's a more simple approach, and we can do this. But please.
Sorry, I just have to unmute there. Alan, the most important words that Alan said there are if we agree on that. And I think I would certainly say it was my experience with CIRA and their attempts around this year's and with other philanthropies. And by the way, with the mainstream activities of ICANN itself, that, reaching indigenous groups in particular, but certainly just generally disadvantaged groups, is extremely difficult and a big black hole. And, I think we can all agree on it being desirable, but, having that as just some unfunded, when I say unfunded mandate, like we just toss the issue over the wall and say, well, now it's a requirement. Wow, is that going to just create massive problems for anybody who's got to pick up our work after us. And so, I really do think that we need to be very thoughtful about the way that we approach that. And I think that, again, the most important thing that Alan said in all of that was, if we agree. Because I don't think that we can discuss it without discussing the how and how much. Otherwise, it's wishful. It's like us saying, let's end poverty.
Thank you, Alan. It's Erica. I feel very much in support for what you just said, and this was similar to the concern I tried to raise, but I understand Alan's approach to you. So let's put this aside. I really, let us move forward, because we in a moment mixing two different topics, and it's very difficult if no concrete language is there for in particular for those which are on the call only and who haven't joined recently this team to follow the discussion and the debate. So we will pick this item up again. We have received in the meantime a recommendation which I saw in the chat room from Robert, and we will pick up this item at our next call. Marika, remind us where we were and about the topic, and if you can maybe remind us about the takeaways from the these two items we just discussed.
Thanks, Erica. So staff and leadership have an action item here to in relation to these two comments, I think 1 and 4. To draft some proposed language that would get added to the implementation guidance, and we would of course take that back to the CCWG for further review and consideration. There is another comment 5 remaining in this section. Do you want me to go ahead and read that one? Erica, I'm assuming Simon is agreeing, so I'll go ahead and read the next comment in this section.
Apologies, I was talking and was, apologies, I was on mute. Please continue.
Thanks. So the next comment is from the registrar stakeholder group, and the registrar stakeholder group is suggesting or recommending that the CCWG to consider whether it's appropriate for ICANN or constituent part to make determinations regarding which underserved populations are in need or where capacity building is needed.
Erika Mann, I would recommend, based on the discussion we just had and which I want to park until the next time and we have more better understanding and recommendations how we want to bring this topic forward based on the particular discussion we just had, comments from Alan, comments from Elliot, and from Judith. I recommend the leader and Robert, I believe the leadership team should make a recommendation and then how to proceed with regard to this topic, and then we come back to the full group and we can discuss it at our next call. Can you put this as an action item to our list, Marika?
Yes.
Okay. If there is nobody who wants, I'm just looking at the chat room. If somebody is making a comment and I'm missing it. No hands up. Then please take the next charter question, Marika.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. Next charter question number 7 is, should ICANN oversee the solicitation and evaluation of proposals or delegate to or coordinate with another entity, including, for example, a foundation created for this purpose? I think just to note that this wasn't actually a charter question where the group made a recommendation, I believe, at this stage, but asked for input on this item. The first comment in this section is from the ICANN board, and it's a suggestion for the CCWG to re-review previous board communications on the use of an independent panel as a means of best practices for evaluating applications. And the leadership recommendation here is to check how shall independence of panel be defined, while the board has a right of approval of the slate of successful applicants, and check are the comments made by other SOAC support such board understanding of independence or not.
Erica, thank you. I believe there's some, it's Erica, there's maybe some confusion. My recommendation would be to accept the language from the board in its communication, and is already working, and she mentioned this at the very beginning on this overview, bringing all the board recommendation and comment from legal into one document related to the different charter question and related to the different topics we are debating. So this topic will definitely show up on this list. So we can accept the independence, and I believe in all of our discussions in the past, there was no disagreement that we like to see independence. There was only disagreement which we had sometimes in the past, and I believe the topic come up later again, how the community shall get involved in this. But I believe the term independence was something we accepted in the past. Now, the second question, how shall independence be defined? I believe that's something which we will have to put into the guidelines. We have to give some criteria how we believe as a group independence of panel shall be defined. But then the implementation definitely will have to be done by the implementation team. Concerning the wording which is in the bracket, I'm not totally sure where this is coming from. So maybe that's something, Marika, we have to check. While the board has the right for approval of the slate of successful applicants, we have to look into this, where this language is coming from, and check this. I'm not really sure why this is actually mentioned here. It's somehow contradictory to the comments we received so far from the board, I believe. But let me go back to you, to the team, and let me go just change quickly the templates again so that I can see if somebody wants to comment. Okay, I'm back. No hands up. No, I believe we have an agreement here. Marika, can you put this in as an action item and maybe just summarize what I said so that we have a clear understanding as a team?
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. I believe the action item is to review the board input received on this this topic through the FAQs that will be circulated shortly, and I think based on that determine whether or not any further changes need to be made, recognizing that, I think in one of the other action items, we already have this additional clarification that the board will not be involved in evaluating individual applications, and also make a note of that the CCWG will need to give further consideration to any criteria that should be provided for in relation to the implementation phase to determine independence of the panel. And I know, I think the addition that comes from the leadership recommendation, I'm guessing here that it relates to the fact that the board will approve the overall allocation of funds without going into the individual specifics. I was assuming that that was referring to that aspect of the board's role in its fiduciary role.
It's Erica. Thank you, Marika. I believe you, I made the first draft of these leadership recommendations, so I may have done a paste and copy and just put this in a, from an original text without quoting the text itself. So I believe you are right, but we still want to clarify the language so it's correct what is said here. I agree. So we can put this item on the side. Just give me a second and I will go back to the Adui room just to see that nobody wants further comment on it. Just give me a quick second. No, I don't see anything. Okay, Marika, we can put this topic aside with the action items you just summarized. And let's take the next item, please.
Thanks, Erica. And next comment is from Judith and Maureen, who are both on the call, so I'm sure they'll be happy to speak further to this. But the way this was summarized is that the CCWG should consider an independent panel or organization to select and review applications.
Hi,
Judith, do you want to comment on it?
Maureen was commenting.
Thank
Fine,
you.
Maureen, please.
I just wanted to say, as has been discussed before, is that the independent panel, and I think the comment that was made was, that we do need to get some clarification about what we mean by independence, just as what has just been discussed. So I think that, other than that, I don't think that we have anything extra. I think that, too, when we're looking at selecting and reviewing applications, the comments that were made before about in the previous previous issue was that, that the board and neither the board nor the staff were involved. Those sorts of things have already been incorporated into our statements. Judith may have something else to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah, it's Judith for the record. I don't have anything to add. It just we wanted to make sure that it was an independent body reviewing it. However, we define independent. But that also that we have, that it wasn't the staff or others reviewing it.
Thank you, Judith, and thank you, Maureen. I believe we have a common understanding about this here. So in the action items, we have an understanding, and Marika just summarized it, and I believe your point, the point you were making here is covered by this topic already. So we view the criteria, and we can do this once we have language and we can make a recommendation from the leadership team to you, just to make it simpler and a little bit easier. Okay, then let's take the next topic, Marika, please. And I have to go on mute. Give me a second. Just go.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thanks, Erica. So the next comments from Anne Eichmann Scalise. In summary, she's suggesting that the CCWG considers possible conflict of interest or appearance thereof if ICANN org is involved in administering applications and grants of funds. And leadership recommendation notes that this topic is already covered, and I believe it has been addressed by some of the previous responses and additions that the group has agreed. But of course, we can further discuss this if needed. Erica, if you're speaking, I cannot hear you.
That's strange. I wasn't on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Marika? Okay.
Yes.
So I was just saying we can put this aside. I don't believe we need to discuss this further. We have a common understanding here in this group. Yeah. See confirmation coming in the chat room. Take the next item, Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. Next comment is from the business constituency, the CCWG, to consider requirements in allocation of the auction proceeds put forward, a fully independent process, operates independent of ICANN staff with required expertise, ICANN status as non-profit corporation, reasonable compensation, focus on single-purpose entity, and the role of ICANN org, ICANN board org and composition. I think these are some of the factors that the BC believes a requirement should be provided for. Leadership recommendation here is that the most of these topics are already covered in other comments. The board clearly indicated they won't want to intervene in the allocation process. we really want to recommend that the board get involved, a deliberate as to whether the ICANN board or ICANN org should have any role in determining or guiding or influencing the allocation of the proceeds and management of funds. Jack, do we need to define the number, or shall we need to leave this to the next phase implementation to decide upon? And this relates to the specific input from the BC that the group should be composed of at least 7, but no more than 15 members, seeking to ensure required expertise and sufficient understanding of the varied kinds of proposals and their applicability, but also to enable the inclusion of external expertise as well as community members. And a question, what is reasonable compensation for the evaluation panelist members and provided by whom? Or is this an implementation question?
Thank you, Marika. It's Erica. I hope you all had a chance to read this because there are many topics embedded, and some of them we discussed and we put aside, and some I would recommend we put forward to the implementation team. So the question concerning the independence, we have a broad understanding between us, how that we are clear about this, that the process shall be independent. We have an understanding that the board is not getting involved, neither is ICANN or getting involved. So the two bullet points, I would say they fall, and we don't have to discuss this further. The third one is, do we define the number of the participants in the panel and the evaluator? I don't believe, my personal opinion is we don't need to do it, but that's really up for the implementation team. We define the framework, but we don't have to, we can say a sufficient number of evaluators, but I don't believe we should make a recommendation. And it might vary even if it's a super big project and a super complex project. Typically, one has more evaluators than if it's a simple project and it can be decided by a small group of evaluators. So we want to leave, my recommendation would we leave sufficient space, but we put into the, for the implementation team, into the guideline, maybe we want to add a sufficient group of evaluators. Concerning this topic, I'm now moving back to the Adobe room just to see if somebody wants to make a comment. Elliot, please. Elliot? Oh, you want to make a comment to compensation? Yeah, I come to this point. Give me just a second and wait if somebody wants to comment on the other point.
I don't think I had my hand up. I don't know that I...
It looks like it.
Comment.
Yeah, I saw it in the chat room and I see your hand up. Okay. Nobody wants to comment on this point. I believe we have an understanding here, Marika. So maybe for the guidelines, maybe we want to add for the implementation team sufficient, depending on the size of the accepted project, group of evaluators, something like this maybe. Somebody wants to talk? No? Okay, then let's go to the next item, the bullet point. Question, what is reasonable compensation for the evaluation panelists, numbers and provided by whom, or is this an implementation question? Elliot, I believe you wanted to comment to this bullet point, please. Maybe you are on mute.
Sorry. I was struggling with my mute. And no, I mean, I didn't want to comment more than, you know, my comment in the chat. I really fear that just in general, the more we include competent, the more we make this about ICANN and not the internet, the more we institutionalize all of this. And with the more that we move from, you know, sort of taking a one-time opportunity to do great things and turning it into another trough. And I just really have a fear of that.
It's Erica. I understand you, Ellen, but I believe the point is right. I haven't participated in many of these of funds, and evaluators are typically in one way or another paid. I don't believe it's possible to find a group of evaluators, with the exception of maybe the community, who would not want to get paid. But I agree with you. I don't believe we have to discuss this right now. It's a topic which will come up in the implementation period. And I feel very much like Lou, it's a topic maybe we shouldn't discuss, and it's probably premature to debate this right now. I'm just checking the chat room. Maureen is saying something. Erica, as suggested by Ching earlier, we should leave some of these points. I absolutely agree. Elliot, my strong view is the evaluation will come from the community. Yeah, that's it. Maybe it's a topic we will have to make a recommendation, certainly, about this item. Ching is typing. Ching, why don't you want to speak up, or can't you talk?
Hi. Can you hear me now, Erica?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. This is Ching speaking. Just adding a very minor point, and I really haven't thought this through, but right now the thinking is a little bit different than what Elliot just proposed in terms of, on particular, the reasonable compensation, whether we should have a support on this or not. Basically, I think for this particular point, one of the case, if I may bring up, is when the evaluators contracted by ICANN for the new GTLD application reviews, I believe that ICANN does pay for the evaluators for this. This may not be the perfect example, but ICANN does contracted outside evaluators for the applications that may or may not process by ICANN in terms of their capacities or whatever resources that they may not have. So therefore, in particular on this point, personal thought, and once again, I haven't really thought that through. But right now, the thinking is that we probably shouldn't exclude, if a reasonable compensation could bring, more skill or more experience, evaluators on board and help with the work. So just my two cents here. Thanks.
Yeah, Erica, I have the similar opinion. I believe even if we would have the community as an advisory group supporting evaluators, the hard work of evaluating project is really hard work, and which takes days to imagine this is done without financial support. I just can't see it happening. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here. So we're either talking about projects which have great value, and we better have professionals who understand the field involved in that evaluation, or we're going to have a lot of projects, or a combination of the two, more likely. It's fine to say the community should do the evaluation, but having a string of reliable volunteers who do their work diligently in a timely manner is not likely to happen on the scale we're looking at. So I think we have to be talking about professionals in this business, perhaps augmented by community input into it or something like that. Otherwise, I think we're looking at something unrealistic that will not be sustainable. It may be desirable, but I don't think it's going to be sustainable. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. It's Erica. Yeah, you are very much echoing what I believe I said. I think it is, from my experience, really not sustainable. But of course, it's important to get input from the community and how the structure is set up. It's, and I believe, comes up in one of our charter questions at a later stage. But let me check quickly with Marika. Marika, just to remind me, we will have this topic discussed later in one of our charter questions. Can you just please confirm this?
This is Marika. I will need to double check that. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it is because I evaluated all the comments carefully, and I would be surprised if my memory is not correct. Otherwise, put this as an action item, check, and otherwise we have to come back to this topic, how the community shall get involved. But I would like to put this to rest for right now, because we have to evaluate first if it's not already embedded in one of our charter questions, and we will come back to this point naturally without forcing it right now. Elliot, is this in your hand or is this, Ellen, is it in your hand from your side?
Yes, it is in your hand. Just a very brief comment, again, on the issue of community evaluators. We're going to have rather strict conflict of interest requirements that make sure you're not evaluating projects that either you benefit from or you have a vested interest in. And that's going to be really, really difficult to enforce. And I think we're going to have to be really careful that we're not picking projects that are the pet projects of the evaluators. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, absolutely. And I believe I made this point in the charter question I have in mind. But Marika is raising another point in the chat room. There's a question about whether I can or constituent part can apply for funding. Not sure if you're referring to that one, Marika. I'm referring to another one. So let's put this on as an action item. It's a discussion we need to have. How shall the community get involved in the evaluation process? My recommendation, and we heard like Alan, maybe there needs to be a two-faced professional and then seconded or supported by community experts, keeping the conflict of interest in mind, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a discussion we need to have at a later stage. Marika is typing. There's a question about whether I can... No, that's the same one you already had, which I read. Okay, Marika, can you just summarize the action item and then move to the next topic? Elliot, your hand is up. I had asked you. Elliot?
My hand wasn't up when you asked me. I think it was Alan's hand. And so I want to briefly draw an important distinction between conflict and pet project. A conflict is one where somebody has a vested interest. A pet project is one where somebody is passionate about the subject matter. I think both it would be accurate and in no way negative, in fact positive, to say that on this call, both Judith and Robert identified outreach to Indigenous groups as a pet project. In no way, in my mind, does that make them more or less fit to judge those projects. I think, we want evaluators that bring knowledge and skills and passion and interests. And what we have to avoid at absolutely all costs are conflicts. And conflicts are very different. Thank you.
Thank you so much for clarifying this point. I think you're right. Somebody who is passionate about a topic and is not involved in the same project or his or her institution is not an applicant or is not even not in a broader sense part of the project should not be, this should then be not defined as a conflict of interest. The broader questions remain, should in community members evaluate projects in the hardcore sense. That's a bigger topic we have to discuss. And we will discuss it either if my memory is correct, because we already have a charter question which relates to this item, which I believe we do have, but in the moment we have to, the leadership team and staff, we need to evaluate this. And so we come back to this discussion, but not today. So we will pick it up. And if it's not mentioned in any of the charter questions and my memory is wrong, then we will put this on an action item, which we will have to discuss. Okay. Marika, you want to summarize the action item so that we're just clear before we move forward?
Yeah, thanks, Erica. So I think the action item here is for staff and the leadership team to verify whether community involvement in evaluations is addressed in another charter question. Based on that response, the group will need to further consider if how the community is to be involved in the evaluation process.
Marika, thank you. All covered. Let's move forward. I'm just checking for a final time. If I haven't missed somebody. No, it doesn't look like it. I believe Elliot's hand is in Noel's hand. So, Marika, please, next topic, please.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. And next comment is from the registrar stakeholder group. It notes that the CCWG should consider item community to review grants and make decisions about grant awards. CCWG to consider the role of ICANN org in any of the approaches should be limited to oversight of the grant-making process in order to ensure compliance with laws and with ICANN's mission. And the leadership recommendation here notes that this topic is already covered in other comments.
Erica, let me just read this again quickly so that it's such a long time ago that we have done the recommendation. So it's similar to what we discussed right now, CCWG to consider ICANN community view grants and make decisions about grants awards. So that's a little bit different than bigger project grants. It's typically a different category of project. CCWG to consider the role of ICANN org in any of the approaches should be limited to oversight. Yes, the second item is covered. I wonder if the first item is covered or if it is not overlaying with the discussion we just had about who is actually reviewing. So maybe we should put this item and should cluster it together with the topic we just debated a second ago. Would this be supported from, find support from this group? Elliot, is this in your hand?
Yes, just to nuance it, the first part of that comment was less about what we just discussed, which is kind of internal community versus external people, and more to reinforce that, inside the stakeholder group, there was a lot of concern that what they read in approach A or approach one was that ICANN org was going to be making the determinations, and that was the big point, and it's been addressed. So I think the registrar's comment has been addressed.
Thank you, it's Erica. Thank you, Elliot, for clarifying this. So we can put this topic aside as well, and with the clarifying language you just made. Thank you so much for this. Marika, back to you. Just make a quick action item and just summarize the point so we are clear about what is happening here, and then move to the next item, please.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. My understanding is that the agreed approach is to group this together with consideration of the previous items that go to the same topic.
Actually, not Marika, it's Erica. Ellen clarified that this is covered insofar as it there was concern in the group that intervention would be made by ICANN.org. And this shall not be done. I can, Elliot, am I summarizing your point correctly?
Yes.
Elliot, are you talking?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, you summarized it correctly.
Thank you so much. So we don't need to, Marika, we don't need it to group it with the previous item. Just clarify the language, and then it's done.
Okay. This is Marika. We'll know that this has been addressed by previous comments.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So the next item is from the next comment is from the NCSG, and it notes CCWG to consider having proposals reviewed by individuals representing different stakeholder groups.
Yeah, it's Erica. I believe the leadership recommendation is maybe not totally correct here. So the recommendation topic is in principle already covered. So the point which is open is the different stakeholder group. Is somebody from the NSG on the call today and can clarify what was meant by this proposal? It's Erica, not looking like it. Are you his writing, just looking into it? Because the different interest group, it's a bit confusing. Not clear what is meant here. Okay, let's put this on an action item. So it needs to get clarified. Jolf, are you looking into it so we have a complete understanding about what was meant? Okay. Marika, I believe in the action item you have to put a question mark behind it, and we may have to come back to this topic.
Thanks, Erica. We know that the action item here is for NTSG reps, and then maybe we can specifically point to you to clarify what is intended here, and it may also be worth for the group, of course, to look at the full comment, which you can find further below in the document. The next comment is from the ISPCP CCWD to consider review of applications for funding by panel of experts from the ICANN community. And here, leadership recommendations, this is also covered in other comments, so I'm guessing this is one that we may also want to group together with that further conversation around the role of the community in the evaluation of projects.
Yeah, it's Erica. I believe we can group this one definitely together, and so we don't have to discuss it right now any further, but we have to come back to it anyhow with a new proposal and recommendation, and then a new discussion. Just take the next item, and go ahead, Marika.
Just to note that I think Jolf has already provided the clarification in the chat on the previous action item, that it's mainly about making sure there is broad and fair representation across the community. So I'm also guessing that is also an item that will then be grouped together with the consideration of all the
Group it together, exactly. Yeah, it's Erica. Group it together then. And please ensure that the comment from Jolf is embedded in the text here somewhere in a paste and copy so that we don't lose the clarification, similar to what we had a clarification earlier from Elliot, so we can always find it again.
Yeah, and this is Marika. We've captured it as well in the notes, and we'll make sure as well that in the template that we'll get incorporated.
Yes, thank you so much. I like to see it in the template. It's so much easier for all of us than to find it again. Thank you so much, and just please move forward.
The next comment is from Access Now, and they would like the CCWG to consider having civil society play a key role in all steps of the design and implementation process of disbursing funds.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if you want to have a discussion about this here. Civil society, in my eyes, it's Erica, such a broad term, and in many ways, if we find some kind of language for the and involvement of the community, civil society to a large degree is already then part of the process. But I just wonder if we should maybe wait a second and get an understanding between all of us if we want to pick up this item at a later stage, or if you like to comment on it right now. There's no recommendation from leadership team concerning this topic. Tahir, do you want to comment on it? Is this a hand you raise, or is it something else which I see there? Okay. Okay, what I would recommend, Marika, what we do when we from the leadership team make the evaluation of the role of the community, we will look at this particular recommendation again, and then we can see if we want to make a new recommendation or if we as a group just recommend to turn this particular recommendation down.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika, and I think a number of the comments in the chat also speak to this item that, you know, it's probably about fair and broad representation, and as well noting that, you know, civil society and others have had an opportunity to be involved in the design process by, you know, being part of this effort, and that the implementation phase is still to come.
Yeah, same feeling I do have. It's Erica. Okay, just please be so kind and summarize the action item concerning this topic, and then we can move forward. I saw your point, Elliot. Thanks so much. Marika, please.
Yeah, thanks, Erica. So I think the action item here is to review this comment as well in the context of the broader conversation around the role of the community, but maybe to already note that it's more about fair and balanced representation and not favoring one particular group over another, and also note that, of course, involvement in the design of the mechanism is open to anyone interested through the involvement in this effort.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Marika. And how much time do we still have? We still have a few minutes, so we can take the next item, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. So the next comment is from Mary Uduma, and her suggestion is for the CCWG to consider the establishment of an advisory committee from the community. The leadership recommendation here is that topic already covered in principle. A check in case a community advisory committee is established. It would need clear rules, time limitations, and guidelines to be established. The question is this something this group should do, or should this be left to the next phase?
Yeah, it's Erica. So when we evaluated this in the leadership team, this is quasi a more concrete idea than just saying the community shall evaluate. So we could have an advisory committee which is there for the to the advice for the evaluators, the more professional evaluators, if they need help and support, or if a particular conflict arises before a major conflict would probably have to go to the board. But normal conflicts will arise all the time, so the community advisors could help as a brainstorming and as a support and guidance and advice team, for example. But this has to be fleshed out. So what I, Ellen, I have seen you. I give you the floor in a second. So what I recommend as well, we discuss this right now, and then we will make from the leadership team a proposal how to deal with this topic, and we will group it with the questions which we debated already before. Ellen, please.
Thank you very much, Alan Greenberg speaking. I'd like very much the idea of an advisory committee overseeing the overall process. It's not clear to me that what we're talking about here is the group that will make the selections, but rather a group that will sort of oversee the process and evolve the criteria as necessary as we go forward or whatever necessary. Now, is that also the same group that oversees the selection process and you know, provides input to it, or is that a different group? I'm not sure. So I think we need to spend a bit of time talking about it, because I think this is a really important issue of just how does the community get involved in this process and still not have it being a limiting factor that if the people, the volunteers don't, you know, do their job diligently, we end up not being able to give out any money. So I like the idea of an advisory committee. I don't think it's the selection committee, but I think that needs some fair amount of talking. But I think it's a key part to making this work in the long term. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ellen. It's Erica. Just checking if more people like to comment on this before I say something. No, I don't see anybody. So I think you're right. It needs more time to discuss, and there are different variations. So the model I know best is where kind of stakeholders are doing the evaluation of what the evaluators did. So they do this typically once in a year, and they evaluate and see if everything is on track, if major crises happened, if programs were selected which should not have been selected, etc., etc. Or this one is a little bit different. It's really a kind, as far as I understand it, a supporting advisory community group which is constantly there to help the evaluators. So there are different models probably which we can recommend. So the question is, I don't think so we can do it today. We need a draft, we need some kind of recommendation based on what we discussed today, based on what was recommended to us, and then we can continue the discussion in this group. Just wonder if some of you would like to join this the leadership team in doing the drafting for the next phase and in debating this topic. Ellen, would you like to join, and somebody else maybe, so we're not alone in the leadership team making a first draft recommendation to this group?
My time is somewhat limited, but to the extent that I can devote time to it, yes.
Maybe we can just brainstorm with you back and forward by email.
Sure.
And you can add some language or ideas. Okay, thank you so much. I'm just checking what Judith is writing and Maureen. Maureen is saying she likes the idea. Judith as well. Okay, I believe we have an understanding. Marika, can you just summarize the action item and then we can move on?
Yeah, thanks, Erica. This is Marika. I think the action item here is for leadership to engage with Alan around a conversation on you know, what such an advisor, how such an advisory could look and what role it could have. And I'm assuming as well that also links together with the broader conversation around the role of the community in this process.
Yeah, it's Erica. And Marika, we need to, I agree with you, we need to summarize it and bring it together with the topics we discussed before, and we may have to debate alternatives because Elliot's proposal was much more radical, have the community do the evaluation, and then this is a different one, so we have to present the alternatives as well as to this group and then come to a conclusion. Good. Do we still have time for the next item? Yeah, we do. 5 minutes. Marika, back to you.
Yeah, this is Marika. This is the last comment in this category in relation to charter question number 7. It's not a comment from the business constituency. The CCWG to consider if an advisory entity is established that it should be primarily composed of members with circumscribed interest in or affiliation with ICANN outside of this role. Also, as needed, consider use of expert advisors in relevant areas, which may be in the evaluation of certain kind of projects.
Okay, that's another proposal which we have to group with the one we just discussed. It's a little bit different. It's Erica again. It's a little bit different. Because here it's the recommendation to have advisory expert from outside selected as well. This makes sense if there are really big projects which are super complicated in nature. Like if, for example, we had one of, in I believe, in our list of examples related to the root zone update and operation, of course it will then be important to have the root zone operators, at least some of the root zone operators from outside of ICANN engaged in this, and they then would be outside advisory experts. So maybe we can group this topic to the to-do list we just discussed, but it's practically a distinction we would make between the role of the community and an engagement in particular cases for outside advisors. Just checking if this will be supported by this group, what I just said, or if somebody wants to make additional remark or go totally against it. No. Seems to be fine. Marika, back to you. Can you just maybe summarize the as an action item this topic. Marika, have we lost you?
No, I'm still here. I was actually hoping for Joke to type the action item. I think this is another one where I'm kind of assuming that we're considering this together with the overall question around you know, the role of the community, a possible advisory committee or entity, and you know how that would be staffed, and you know what role they would serve.
It's with the slight caveat that we here's a recommendation to engage outside advisory experts. And my comment was that yes, there might be a need in the future to engage with such outside advisory experts in case the nature of a project might complex and complicated, and such kind of advice is needed. So we pick this up in the context of all of the other groups, but it's a little bit different than what we debated before. Okay, Marika, I believe, and everybody else, I believe the Maureen is saying she's good with it. Okay, thank you, Maureen. It's always good to have support from somebody in the chat room. I believe we should conclude the call. We have 10 minutes. because the next item then will be on a different topic, if I remember this well. This will be response to charter question 7, guidance for the implementation phase in relation to charter question 7. Marita, is there anything you maybe want to explain so that we have it easier for when we have our next call coming up and before you send out the review of the templates for this particular charter question, or is there nothing we have to mention right now?
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. Maybe just a reminder that the templates are posted on the wiki page for all the topics that are listed here. So, of course, to facilitate the conversation and the discussions, it would be really helpful if people review that information in advance. And, of course, if there are any specific agreements they would like to put forward, to do that as well in advance, of course, that speeds up the conversation and puts something specific on the table to review. So that would be my my call to action or my suggestion in relation to preparation for upcoming meetings.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, you're right. It's Erica. It would be good if we would always be able to review all the background material concerning the different charter questions, because sometimes the short excerpts are sometimes difficult actually to remember the complete context. It's the same. I do have the same problem, and if I don't review it carefully, I will have forgotten the context too. It's just too complex. Okay, the last item then on the agenda is maybe the reminder for the next call. Marika, can you just maybe read this and then we can close our call today? Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. I see it has dropped off the agenda, but the next call will be scheduled in 2 weeks' time, so it will be the 24th of April, same time, 1400 UTC for 2 hours.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody. Thanks so much for this immense work to Marika and to Joke and everybody else involved. And thanks to everybody. And talk to you again in 2 weeks' time. Bye-bye. And I'm going to give back to Michelle. Michelle, please.
Thank you, Erica. The meeting has been adjourned. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day.